Philip, you came on a year ago and handled Nancy Leader's thoughts on Planet X. And,
that was fun. And
you did your thing, but you won't come on with Richard C. Hoagland, and I'm
That's
curious.
Correct.
Why is that?
Well, this is a tough one. The producer for Coast to Coast called me, and we chatted. And I should say, I like all of you guys, too. I really enjoy coming on here. I think my favorite reason to come on the show is it gives me an excuse to take a nap in the afternoon. But in fact, I do like coming on and talking about this stuff.
Better the nap in the afternoon than while you're on the air.
Yeah, it's true. And sometimes it's tough, you know, when you hit the 2 in the morning mark.
I hope I'm
keeping your listeners awake here, too. But, yeah, you know, again, on the page that I just wrote, I have a link to debating people who I disagree with, people who don't necessarily follow the same tenets of science that scientists do. And, for instance, Richard Hoagland and James McCanney and a few others have talked about debating me.
I want you to know from the outset, I like Richard Hoagland.
I know you do.
Okay.
I've listened to him on the show many times, and you and he have a great rapport. I have friends who don't like each other, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that's the way things are. Not everybody's going to like everybody, or it may not be personal. It may just be belief systems or opinions or whatever. And you know,
right.
that's what makes the world go around. But the reason there are several reasons I don't want to debate somebody like Richard Hoagland or James McCanney on the air, and I outlined them on the page I talk about on my website. But one of them is that, you know, for one thing, most of the points that Richard Hoagland makes are on his website, or he makes them on the air. And the points that I make about him, I've already talked about, or they're all on the website. And going on the radio and talking about them is probably not going to help my situation in trying to talk science to people, because anybody who listens to the show and knows about me is going to be able to find my arguments. And there's not much that's going to come up in a debate, I think, that wouldn't already be there. Plus, and I don't necessarily want to cast aspersions on people. I don't want to get personal. But talking with debating Nancy Leader, for example, debating Bart Sabrell, who's the big moon hoax guy.
Sure.
I did that on a radio station in Connecticut, I think, a couple of years ago. I found that debating people like that is not, you don't really debate the issues. Especially with Nancy, who goes off on tangents, which are difficult to follow sometimes. But what happens is you get bogged down in details, and it winds up being, what about this, what about that, what about this, what about that? And, you know, I cannot possibly know all of these details about this particular theory. It's impossible. I have a day job that I spend 12 hours a day working on, and then I've got some other stuff I have to do at night, like my website and writing articles and stuff for magazines. And so,
well, what issues, though, are you in terms of Richard C.? Let's just talk about his face on Mars Cydonia theory.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, if you're opposed to that, I think you could handle yourself coming on, debating him on that. And my definition of a debate is more like a discussion, by the way.
Sure. I'm
not going to let you scream at him and him scream at you. Because
I never scream. I'm very calm. I got my screaming out of my system a long time ago.
But I mean, I think that would be a great program.
It very well might be. If it stuck to those sorts of issues, I wouldn't have too much of a problem with it. I just really, really, really don't think it would stick to those sorts of issues. The points about Cydonia and the hyperdimensional physics and that are coded in the angles in the quote-unquote city on Mars, all of that stuff is on my website. That stuff is available for people to find. And in fact, what's interesting about this is I talked to a mathematician in Washington, at University of Washington. His name is Ralph Greenberg. And he has actually tried to debate Richard Hoagland several times. He's contacted mm-hmm. Richard Hoagland. And Hoagland declines to debate him. And in fact, Dr. Greenberg would be a much better person to debate Richard Hoagland on this stuff than I would, because Greenberg has actually analyzed the mathematics of this, which is the mathematics that Hoagland claims led him to the hyperdimensional physics, and has shown it to be nothing more than pure chance.